should be rather heard from a true Vaishnava, this, what is what.
Mm.
It is unintelligible, it is adokshaja. It is not within the reason.
And that verse, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. Yes.
The intelligent section, the scholars of the Mujjantiya, Shudaya. For us are going to cross a river. Suddenly, she proposed the lady that was holding in the boat. And there they connected and the middle bass came out. How we will explain that in public?
Yes.
In the ordinary sense, a great sage and a sudden. But the underlying principle is that he is the supreme will and he is mere an instrument in the hand of that supreme will. The middle bass will come in that way. Deva and Krishna Deva. That force, Parashara is not the party. It is mere instrument. But we have to understand that. In this way, outwardly it is an awkward thing. But inwardly, they are mere instrument. Bhaktar-sunyam-lokam-no-hanti-no-nivantati. In that level, they are really mere instrument to the whim of their service. Does not care for their own dignity or non-dignity. So, in Vishnu and Vaishnava Chaitra, such things, with this question we have to describe the history as well as there's any activity in everything. In particular case, it may be fall from his own position. Madhyanadhikari, he may fall down. And Uttamadhikari, he is out of that. No fall, no rise. And the application is difficult. What is what?
Yes.
So this should be dealt very cautiously, cleverly, in an introduction. Then we shall go to the history of the great Vaishnava.
Yes. So I think in general, we don't have the necessity to include these so much internal personal dealings, but mainly the those sections which are have some philosophical import benefit for the reader.
Kunti, Draupadi, the case of this chaste lady, their acceptance of two, three husbands. What is this? You see, apparently this is discardable. It is blamable. But the Shastra says, we will be purified if you take the name of this chaste lady. Their chastity is not disturbed without divine arrangement of force from them to do so. So these are the difficult things to handle.
Yes.
And with much caution and example, we have to have the projection. Then we can.
Yes. Now, that is clear. Also,
risky. Very risky.
You are the fit person to deal with these things. Only your divine grace. Another thing, but you are not bewildered by it. Another thing, I feel I have committed offense against the holy feet of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Much. He showed himself like that. Gaudiya Babaji Maharaj. He showed that he has nothing to do in the, no contribution in the Shikshagri. So you thought that he may be anointed. But our Guru Maharaj, he got the permission very much. That in his store, the whole scripture of knowledge I can see by inspiration. Full of inspiration to Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
So if we have to accept our Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta,
yeah,
we cannot but accept the Guru Maharaj. He will get all my wealth drawn from there.
So then you have to plead on my behalf to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to forgive this foolish boy. And also, you told this not to lavishly use this name Manjari. Yes. It's another offense on my part. Yes. To your holy feet.
You must not tackle the most secret part of the Veda so lavishly, so easily. Then you always kept under the screen of Madhavar. That sort of position. They are the highest. But not to be exposed to the family. Krishna's haram.
Yes.
That sort of respect is always respect. And they cannot be exposed to the public senses to satisfy. The senses of the ordinary public, they could never be seen.
Yes.
Because our senses are like vulture. Whenever they get means anything, want to make it in our words of our group, wants to make it a ground where the dead bodies are thrown.
Burial ground.
Burial, that is underground.
Oh.
But in India,
yes.
In a place where dead bodies are thrown,
oh,
and the vultures and the jackals and the other animals come and eat. So our Guru Maharaj says, whenever our senses will fall like vultures, make it material. We may try to represent it spiritual. Our senses will go there and like vultures they will fall on them. So we should not create any ground, permission ground. That so many vultures will come and take the flesh nasty. The food, the rotten flesh food of the lover of the rotten flesh. To save them, not to expose those things as much as possible. While it will be mentioned with great caution.
Yes.
Agapata Gaurava Kamdehi. That was the tenor of the Siddhagandhara Guru Maharaj. There was always great reverence to mention about that. In the past tense, the higher past tense of Krishna, especially the Padmadhuta. Okay? Madhukshadhyo Vastu, if we want to make it object of our experience, it will vanish. We won't be able to mark that. But when with some respect, distance, overhead, then it may show some ray of glimpse, some thing that we can glimpse and have experience. It is there. It is over my head. I may have some conception. But if particularly go to make a direct object of a senses, this is the location of the town. Mm. Respectable distance, honorable distance, we shall try to maintain above those Vedas, the guru, the private Vedas.
Mm. Yeah. Also, another thing that is not so clear to me is that you speak of the Vaishnava, the inspired side of the Vaishnava's guru. That is clear. Then his other side, there's two sides. And that other side, what is not clear to me is, since it appears that that other side is not completely absolute. There's the inspired side, that is of the guru. Then his regular self, his own individual position.
Man side.
Yeah.
The transcendental side.
Yes. So, is there any room for the disciple to not adhere?
What?
Not adhere to that side.
The transcendental side.
No, the other side.
Other than this practical side.
Yes.
They should be try to be harmonized with the transcendental side.
Uh-huh.
We always, it may not be clear to me, but it must not be devoid of the transcendental connection. I can't, it is not clear to me, but it must have some transcendental connection, but it is not clear to me in this way.
Mm. That's healthy.
The things like mundane, he's loving this man, he should not be given so much preference, partiality, or all these things, that should be is up to infinite, connection with the infinite. Once, that Punya Babu, the General Secretary of Prabhupada, he was supposed to waste some money, sometimes for his own private life. So once in Puri, Professor Sanyam, he was in Grihastha form, though mentally he was more than a sannyasi. His daughter was mature, and in the marriage ceremony something must be spent, money necessary. And he previously made an insurance for that purpose. And that was mature, and his wife's name, when it is mature, he took the money and put it near the husband, the professor Sanyat. And the professor gave it to Guru Maharaj. And the Guru Maharaj sent it to Kunja Babu, General Secretary. Then we asked Professor Sanyat, why do you give this money to Guru Maharaj? It is your private, it is in the name of that daughter, and she must be married. She is grown up. And you do not care, but your wife, she is so much anxious, suffering from anxiety. The daughter is grown up, must marry her. You may not care, you have become a saint person sadhana. And you gave it to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj sent to Kunja Babu, and it is on the underground. Then Professor answered, okay? Professor Babu replied, If Guru Maharaj wants to become satisfied to give money to such and such person, then as a disciple should we not see the how that man, how much money that man can consume? As his disciple, if our Guru Maharaj finds satisfaction to give money to him, then as his disciple, what should we do? We shall try our best to satisfy the, to see the how much money that man can consume.
Hmm.
He answered in that way.
Hmm. Very nice.
So, this ordinary dealings have that infinite connection. The Guru Maharaj's partiality to give money to some person, knowing that he wastes something. This sight was not very palatable to us, but Swanand told, he saw in the infinite connection. The Guru Maharaj wants to give some money to the others, and we are going to complain against his behavior. What is this? We shall try our best to see that how much Guru Maharaj wants to give to that man. He came with that color. Do you follow?
Yes, yes.
So, that's what he's connecting that little thing with the infinite vision. So everything must be seen or felt with infinite vision.
Yes.
In that way, every is neglected movement here has got connection with the Absolute. Nothing is eliminated. Infinite embraces everything. In the highest stage, Paramahamsa, he says that everything is connected with infinite. Yuvam pashyati sarvatra, sarvancha mayi pashyati, tasyaham na panasyami, satane me panasyati. And in the middle stage, we distinguish this is God, this is non-God, Maya. But there is a stage from where, from that center, the angle of vision, in the fullest, yomāṁ paśyati sarvatra sarvanchan mahi paśyati tasyāṁ no panasyāmi sāca no me panasyāmi sarva bhūtesu japvasīt bhagavat bhāvamā bhūtāni bhagavat tātman esu bhagavat uttamā. Uttam Bhagavad.
So I want to give this to Maharaj before I go. This, right? Some pounds, 150 pounds.
150 pounds.
This book on the Shikshastakam that you purported.
Consider this. Why?
I do too. Feed you.
Yes, I just wanted to know that.
Where's the next?
What the next book would be if you had some. Or in English, to call it Precepts of Sri Chaitanya. And subtitle Sanskrit, Shikshastakam. Precepts of Sri Chaitanya.
Special 18 precept.
Eight.
Passes by that particular name.
Yes.
Shikashtakam. The special 18 stanzas. Teachings of Shikashtakam.
What about like the eight precepts of Sri Chaitanya?
Eight precepts. Ten commands.
Like the ten commands.
Dasakam, Nimbarka Sampadai, Dasakam, Madhajaji also outlines, ten outlines, the whole outlines of the whole teachings of the ten tanya. And the Nimbarka Sampadai, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, ten tanya, the famous ten tanya. Ten principles of the particular creed. Gaudiya, Bhakka, Madhacharya, they are the original ten principles. Dasakam, Dasam Mulam, that is known by the special technical name, Dasam Mulam, the ten original concepts. Of the Greek,
was this book on the lives of great devotees? So
that will be a big one.
Yes, a bigger.
Find down to you who are the personalities, and in order of the country also you have to. That is a big thing. If it is possible to make one thing, what is the Bhagavad Gita? What is the development in my edition? If you can collect them, or you with the help of Akkaranda Maharaj, and that in a small pamphlet, the special development. Bhagavad Gita towards Bhagavatam.
The specialty in your Bhagavad
Gita. The search of Bhagavatam in Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. Or in the light of Bhagavatam. The ray of Bhagavatam in Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
It's another book.
A Gita leading Bhagavatam towards Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Leading at purpose of Gita. Yeah. So as Bhagavatam and the Gita meets together, at the basis, the Gita flower and the fruit Bhagavatam. How Bhagavatam fruit coming out of the flower of Gita. That would be a very peculiar thing for the scholars. Eh?
Yes.
What Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita? What is this? That's
it. Okay. A final question.
The small and the leading questions and very peculiar type.
Yes. But see, this book on the lives of the devotees, on their different appearance day and disappearance day, you sometimes speak about them. You've spoken about Raghunandan Thakur, Rasikananda, Srinivasa Charja, his father.
In the very beginning, that's about 35 years ago or so, I prepared a book like that, I tried to prepare. Every day, the program of that day, a book to prepare, that date we shall open from the book, and all the necessary things to be discussed, it will be there. In this I tried to prepare, somewhat, so a portion was prepared, and the manuscript for us may have been there. This date, this is Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, no?
Yes.
And however anything mentioned about them, it is all in one place. In this way, I tried to compile one book.
Yes.
But that it was not finished. And that was really compiled from the entity, day by day.
Yes. Well,
about the Vaishnava, we have to discuss.
This book.
In one place, we shall get everything.
This book would not be so comprehensive. Because it would be, their lives are mentioned, but mainly philosophy.
It would be a difficult task.
Yeah.
However, anything is mentioned about them, that must be quoted.
Yeah.
Quotation. Reference. Quotations
from different books about the same person.
Right.
However, we find about it. In Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavad, in Bhaktivinoda Thakura, or any other position.
See, the book that I was thinking of is different.
History of all the Vaishnavas concerned, and that will be couched in that way, in the day of his appearance.
Right.
Anything about him, reference from this book, that book, that book, on to it.
There's one book.
And the Prabhupada wanted to do publish Vaishnava Manjusha. Just an encyclopedia, Gaudiya encyclopedia. He wanted. Manjusha means a big box, chest. Whatever necessary, anything necessary. All the necessities of the Vaishnava would be found in that big chest, Vaishnava Manjusha. He began, but he was not, he could not complete. After him, Vasudeva Prabhu also did somewhat with the help of one Sauriya scholar, Haridas.
Haridas Das.
Haridas Das. But I did not see it.
There is one book called Gauranga Parshad Charitavali.
By
Hari Kripa. Hari Kripa Brahmachari.
From how long?
It's 40. Well, I don't know, but after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he has given Jivani of Vasudev Prabhu. Puri Prasad Thakur. So he is perhaps in the line of Ananta Vasudev Prabhu. Perhaps you did not see that book. That has given Jivani of many.
That must, by whom? Hari?
Hari Kripa Das.
Hari Kripa Das.
Maybe he's a disciple of Ananta Das.
Hari Das, maybe.
Not Hari Das Das. No, Gaudiya publication. Printed by Gaudiya Mission.
Maybe, I don't know. Hari is. Then, how he has they have mentioned about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur there.
I've not read it very.
They suggest that Ananda Vasudevi differed from him.
Yeah, that they have not mentioned, of course. They, of course, they did not give that.
No mention of that.
Also, Maharaj, another question. Is one of our god brothers, he's proficient in Sanskrit translation, and he has translated many, many books in the last 6 years or so. So I have acquired some of those books, and I just wanted to know if we could have your permission to look through them. If I could mention, it's a few books, if I could mention their names, and you could say whether it's approved reading or not.
Special portion, if I can see, then I can give my opinion.
Right, but we'll have to look through it to give you that.
So I cannot read. Anyone should read, like Akhananda Maharaj or yourself. And whatever the points of different source, peculiar points that
yes,
you
can remark.
To me,
right.
Then I can understand.
We can bring it to your attention. Yes. But I just mentioned to you some of the books he's done. He's translated the Stavamala of Rupa Goswami, the Hansadutta of Rupa Goswami, Krishna Karnamrita, Mukundamala Stotram, Gauranga Smarana Mangala Stotram of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tattva Sandarbha Jiva Goswami, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Narottam Das, Prarthana, Narottam Das, Chaitanya Chandramritam, and Sri Krishna Bhakti Ratna Prakash of Raghava Pandit Goswami. Those are the books I have acquired so far. But we can look through it, and if there's some...
It's a translator of ISKCON.
Yes, but personally, in ISKCON, they do not want to publish his translation because they are not interested in these books.
He has done it as a self...
Disciple of
Swami Maharaj.
Yeah. What is his name?
His name is Kusha Kratta.
Huh?
Kusha Kratta.
Kusha?
Kratta.
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 Kratta. No, Kratta. Actually, his name...
It's two names.
It's two names.
Kusha and Kratta.
Ninth canto of Bhagavatam. Kusha and another name, Kratta.
Kratta. Kratta, Kratta, what?
Kratta.
What is the name? Kratta.
They were names of sages.
Two sages.
Kusha or Kratha?
Kratha or Kratha. What is the spelling? K-R-A. T-H-A. We think Swami Maharaj didn't give that name. It was picked by some other...
secretary.
And they confused.
Kratha Noko, there is a word. That is the name of a camel we find in Vishnu Puran. Kratha Noko. Kratha. We have to consult the dictionary what is the meaning of Kratha.
Yes.
Kusha Kratha. It was the name of a saint.
Two
saints? Yes. Two saints.
Two saints.
One is Kusha, one is Kratha.
Kusha Lava.
Yeah.
Lava Kusha.
Yeah, like
Kusha Kratha. Kusha Nam Kratha. It is found that the tale of them in Mahabharata or in any other Puran?
Bhagwat.
Bhagwat. Srimad Bhagavatam. I believe in ninth canto, where there is a list of many, many names before the beginning of tenth canto. Which dynasty is that? At the very end of the ninth canto.
Of the
strange
or king, or who?
It may be king.
Yes.
We have to find out from Bhagavad.
Yes.
Maharaj, another question that I had was I'm getting this Mahaprabhu deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with the installation time will be, I think, on Gaur Purnima. So I should be there for the installation. So is it proper if I come to India a little before that and leave just before Gaur Purnima to return for that, or should come a little after? You know, because if you're here and you leave 3 days before Gaur Purnima, and another point was that I think Mukunda Mala Vilas Prabhu, he's working very nicely on these books. The main work of compilation and editing, he's performing and doing very well, nicely. And I think when he was here last time, he expressed some desire to take sannyas from your divine grace.
But if he takes sannyas, then his sannyasdhasma will be slackened.
I don't know. I think he's very dedicated. I think he's very dedicated to doing this work, and that it would not slacken.
His age?
29, 30.
And how long is his connection?
For around 7 years. First Harinam from Swami Maharaj. And mantra from your divine grace. No, Rameshwar. Yeah. perform their karmakandic ceremonies for them. If they have some shraddha, or if the hair cutting of their children, they want us. They think that we are the only representatives of Hindu. Yes. So they're always, but every I try to accommodate them in some way, but it seems every time we get involved in this, it creates a disturbance for us.
Restore that gentleman that is in
Pradyumna.
Appoint him as
the fittest man to go on with the Karmakanda. Swami Maharaj told me that.
Yes. I spoke to him before I left America.
Call for you have come. I have demand. You must come out. Take my name.
This is the answer. Petit Power. He also, I should just direct it all to him. I usually do. Because so some man who's inclined like that can handle it. But we should not get involved in these things.
Ordinary
karma kanda. Yes.
But if you come this side, the Vaishnava thought, then we can accept.
Bhakti anukul.
Bhakti anukul. Yes, the Vaishnava. In the preliminary stage, the Gosha Vaishnava, then I have something about this thing. In the Vaishnava stage, they do not
Thank you.